once a month in this church, as an act of praise, if you will, once a month, we celebrate communion. And we're going to do that this morning because we celebrate our risen King. 1 Corinthians gives us the revelation that Paul had about communion, and we begin in verse 23. Now, as we begin to talk about communion, we won't take a long time, but if you're not from this church, you are invited and welcomed in this church to participate in communion. The most important part is, have you given your life to Jesus Christ? King of kings, Lord of lords, the one who loves you first and foremost, the only one who can save from sin. If you've not given your life to Jesus, let this be the day you do it, because he loves you. And he went to the cross of Calvary. He died. Thank you, fellas. He died, he was buried, and he rose again. Let's listen to the scriptures. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Let a man and woman examine himself and herself, and so let them eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." The whole element of what communion is all about is remembering this powerful, this precious, this incredible Jesus who took your sins and mine on the cross of Calvary. He took the beatings we deserve. He took the punishment we deserve. A brutal death, but he died. He was buried. But thank God, church, he rose again. He rose again. And he did this for you and for me so we could celebrate our merciful Lord and his forgiveness. So this morning, as we take communion, we're going to pause for just a moment. If there's anything that is yet to be taken care of between you and Jesus, do it. If there's anything that needs to be taken care of between you and someone else who's not here, make a commitment to the Lord that you'll take care of it at your first opportunity. And then take communion in celebration. We're here to do this in remembrance of him. So let's pause for just a moment, and then we'll take thank you, Lord, because as we've come into this place, we come at your beckon and call. We come at your command. We come at your invitation. And we come into this place and we lay down our sins, sorrows, etc. You've taken them, and we receive and pick up your mercy and forgiveness and grace. We love you so much, Jesus. You're the first love of our life. And you have taken upon yourself our sins, our sicknesses, our sorrows. By your stripes, we are healed. And right now, Lord, as we partake of the body of the blood of the Lord broken for us, we receive healing. Body, soul, and spirit, we receive your healing, your stripes, your cleansing. And we come and do this, Lord Jesus, in remembrance of you. Thank you, Lord. Let's all partake of the bread together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord, as we consider the fruit of the vine, we understand that this is representing the blood of Jesus shed for us on Calvary. Jesus, we didn't have to do it. You did it. We are so grateful this morning as we sit in this place that we're alive to be able to pray and worship and receive your mercy and goodness. Jesus, you're everything to us. And we love you so much, Lord. Thank you that your blood ratifies this covenant. We are in relationship with you, and we come with thanksgiving. Now let's partake together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy. Thank you, Lord.